Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, rolling through the big show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the big show. Some enchanted morning, you may hear the big show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. All right, Big Show's on the radio. Look at the Big Show gang, all bright-tailed and bushy-eyed. Right there, yeah. All right, then. What we got here? Nice. Oh, you want to name yourself? It's National Name Yourself Day. You're allowed to give yourself a new name for one day. Okay.
Oh.
Wow, how about that? Thanks for allowing us to do that.
You have permission.
National Winston Churchill Day. On this day, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That's what I got, fear itself. Old Barney line there. The Rimshaw Haunted House.
The dinosaur? No?
No, Rimshaw Haunted House. Oh. Barney had fear itself. Him and Gomer went in there to get Opie's baseball. It was on all the televisions.
Don't worry, he'll cite his source.
I know. That's what I love.
National Chinese Almond Cookie Day. Well, that's specific.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Tasty.
Adorned with an almond, their delicious almond flavor and slightly crunchy texture are sure to make you smile, says here.
Good with a cup of tea.
All right. And it's National Unicorn Day.
I love a
unicorns.
You know, there is a small percentage of people in this country who believe unicorns are real and died with the dinosaurs.
So... probably didn't happen is what you're saying. So, I don't know, something that maybe looked like a horse with a horn. They had all kind of weird stuff for it.
Yeah.
Or they went and stinked on us.
Yeah.
All right. Really went stink on us. Could happen. You don't know. You weren't there.
So, yeah. And I can't vouch for a Chinese almond cookie either.
Oh, I have had those.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know Winston Churchill was moving around across the big pond.
Yeah, he had a lot to do
All
with
right.
it.
And name yourself. All right. Okay, can I name you?
I've got several for you, but...
All right, we'll trade them later. All okay. right. Let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. First prize pack today. Big old bull snot prize pack. You know truck drivers keep America moving with the Big Show on the radio. Bull snot, make sure they look good doing it. You can find bull snot at truck stops across America. Go to brownox.com. Always you can go to thebigshow.com. Click on that link. Now listen up right now. Win you $120 worth. It is April the 9th. It was 1945. The National Football League made it mandatory for players to wear socks during football games. All right.
Just I got picturing nothing. Them. I don't yeah, know why right. I wouldn't want to wear socks.
Yes. Okay, don't want to get them blisters on the feet.
Oh, that's no. good.
Move up to 1953 during the heyday of the McCarthy communism investigations. The owners of the Cincinnati Reds baseball team requested the team be referred to as the Cincinnati Red Legs instead of the Reds. The owners were concerned some people might believe the team was owned by commie Reds.
Wow.
They were very sensitive back around in the 50s.
Just a little bit.
All right. And finally, on this date, 1959, NASA selected the first 7 astronauts from the ranks of military test pilots. Selected were Scott Carpenter, Gordon Cooper, John Glenn, Gus Grissom, Wally Schirra, Alan Shepard, and Donald Slayton. Mm. How about that? Donald yeah. Slayton is the one that does not ring a bell. That's the only one. I've heard of all the rest of them. I wonder if this is one that got, because there were some yeah. fatalities.
Yeah. I have to look it up.
Okay, check that out then. Meanwhile, y'all just think about 3 jobs at NASA, and we'll have that category covered. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Come on, we'll play Outburst next. Good morning. It's the Big Show on the radio rolling through you Tuesday morning. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, sponsored by the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th, Charlotte Motor Speedway. An American Minute with Tank Hogarth. What happened to American cars? Search for keywords, American cars. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com right now. Hit that one.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number 1. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Ernest from Corbin, Kentucky.
We'll have a big show time.
Oh, Ernest!
Good morning, Ernest.
Good morning, Big Show.
Hey, buddy, Hi. Welcome. All right, let's get you through these 3 categories. Get that bull snot for you. You ready to go?
I'll get some ready as I'm going to be.
All right, well, in 5 seconds, give us 3 kinds of socks. Ready, go.
Athletic ankle socks, tie socks.
Yeah, that's socks. Good. Yeah, that's good. I was wondering. I was right there with you. Good thinking, though. All right, Ernest. 3 Major League Baseball teams. Ready, go.
Tigers, Detroit Tigers, and Cleveland Indians.
Bam. And for the win, 3 jobs at NASA. Ready, go.
Astronaut, flight director and engineer.
All right. Well, you did it good there, Ernest.
We are sending you $120 worth of Bull's Not Cleaning products up to Corbin for you. Congratulations.
That's great. I'm a first-time caller.
All right.
Good to hear. Here we go. Get on, finally.
Go, buddy. You the man. All right, we're going to jump out, catch you up on your news. First thing this morning, grumpy old man. See what got him grumpy. It's going to be fun. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. In about 20 minutes, Carl Childers going to tell us a story. Right now, bring in Grumpy.
Ah, wabbly-jabbly-diddly-doo. I'm old and I hate exercise. In my day, we didn't have any high-tech, peck-deck, thick-neck, nautilized, sanitized, fraternized, rubbed-down, pumped-up, athletic clubs. We were too weak and sickly to do any sort of workout, so we did the only physical activity we could handle. It was called smoking. Your parents made you wait till you were old enough. When you were finally 3 or 4, they gave you your first plug of chewing tobacco. Your breath would kill a gopher at 30 feet. Your teeth would turn brown and fall out, but you didn't care because you knew you didn't need them to smoke anyway. Then when you were 10, you moved on to cigarettes. You always smoked the unfiltered ones because the doctor told you you weren't getting enough tar. You dreamed about the day you could afford a pipe. You could hold it between your blistered, diseased gums, longing for the day you'd become a man and score the Holy Grail, a big black stogie. Put me in, coach. I can smoke a pack at a time. Here's my lungs. Let's use them for a boat anchor. And we liked it. We loved it. And we didn't have no muscle-bound Charlie Atlas wannabe show-offs to idolize neither. We all had squishy, fleshy bodies, like a big sack of beige pudding covered in hair and blackheads. Nobody even knew what a muscle looked like. The only fellow that came close to being an awesome physical specimen was old Sven Cornpuckle. The swole-up Swede, we called him. He had some sort of bizarre foreign disease that made certain parts of his body blow up like a balloon. He worked a chiseled figure by toting his grotesquely misshapen frame around. Sometimes his forearms and his legs would swell up, and he'd look for all the world like Popeye the Sailor. The next week his head might puff up, and he'd look like a 50-pound blonde meatball on a stick. It was plenty disgusting, but sometimes it was funny, too. Like the times when his nugget pouch took to bloating. And you'd laugh your full head off when he'd come bouncing down the street like he was riding a rabbit beach ball. You and your idiot friends would chase him down the street with pins, trying to pop him so he'd sputter through the air like a deflating balloon. Poppity whippity woppity wang, look at me. I'm a big wad of tan tapioca, oogling the local freak and popping blackheads. Wake me up when the dark ages are over. And we liked it. We loved it. Oh, ham spittle, sham spittle, twinkle, dinkle, stinkle dee doo. I hate exercise.
Hey,
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. About 20 minutes. We'll open up the drawers, the taters, desk of Tatertainment News.
Okay.
For what to watch. Okay. And right now, let's do this.
And now, it's story time with your host, Carl Childers.
Took a little trip with Miss Tater and that big fella to make sport of me to something called spring flying. I can tell you about it if you want me to.
Yeah, man.
Well, sir, there's this big party every year. They start the whole shebang with a parade. They had old-timey cars, some tractors, and them fire fellers were in there, too. Tater and that big feller, they're right in the front there. They was something called the Grand Marshals. That's where things kind of got ugly. They must have stole them marshal badges because the law was right on their tails the whole way. Sirens just a screeching. There's this one car. It had Dare wrote on the side of it. Fancy paint job. And in that car was the biggest squirrel I ever did see. Fact is, you could be pretty near 6 foot tall and be no bigger than this squirrel. He's taller than me. Fancy blue shirt. Nice necktie. I guess that's what Dare meant. They dared you to mess with him. He made me a mite nervous. Truth be known, I was so nervous, I hid them peanuts and cashews I brung along with me for snacking. I moseyed around there, and I watched them youngins on the rides, eating cotton candy and throwing up. Well, sir, after this big hullabaloo, feller took us to a place called Lucky's. Mr. Lucky had a real nice place there. Had a nice little stage. Too bad that stage is on the poorly built end of the place. They had to have two big old poles on each end of that stage to hold the roof up. Makes it kind of hard for a band to sit up on it. Them fellers, they kept buying Miss Tater drinks, telling her to dance on one of them poles.
What in the world, baby?
I thought they was talking about that big feller. I didn't understand that part of it. Yes, sir. It's a real good time right up until the end there. We was wrapping things up. Here come that friendly bear again, acting all happy. Then he grabbed hold of one of them fire station fellers, Mr. Johnny. Mr. Johnny walking with a cane on account of his brother Armistead tried killing him with one of them fire trucks. So he's really at a disadvantage. Mr. Johnny and me, we made friends. So I jumped in there to help. Got a hold of that bear's head. Tried to knock his hat off. But it was on there good and tight. I heard someone screaming. And it is coming from inside that bear. I pulled and pulled. I finally twisted his head plumb off. Sure enough, there's a feller in there that he'd swallowed whole. So I skinned that bear out with my pocket knife. Some fellers call it a jackknife. I come with a pocket knife. And that feller come out of there in one piece. It's no wonder that bull bear didn't have no hind end. That carcass just lay there flat as a pancake. The kids come running up yelling, "What'd you kill Smokey for? What'd you kill Smokey for?" Well, sir, I didn't reckon that bear might have been them youngins' pets. That feller I saved didn't even say thank you. He just looked at that knife and runned off, Summers. Moral of the story is, never kill a bear in a hat and dungarees. Just dare that giant man squirrel to have a go at him. The end.
Storytime is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product. Chock full of peckers and lips since 1937.
I didn't mean to make fun of your legs there, little fella.
That's all right.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio.
Hello.
Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Well, I thought it was funny.
It's a Big Show on the radio. Don't forget to register for my wonderful thing. This is John Boy's Wonderful Things giveaway number 99. How about this? A number 14 Tony Stewart Bass Car Fishing Lure, still in its original box. Check it out. Get your name in the hat. Yeah, we'll award that to some lucky Big Show listeners. I continue to clean out parts of my life.
To unclutter
yourself. When I described that to Marcus, the guy that runs our website, I said, "And it's brand new. I mean, it's like it's still in the box." And he said, well, "Why wouldn't it be?"
Oh, wow.
Wow, Marcus, wow. Digging at me?
Well, more at the lure, but...
You know, I did try one of those when I first got them.
Yeah?
And I did get a bite. I couldn't get a bass to show, but I did. They did hit it.
Well.
And then, like Marcus said, I gave them went and made a sandwich.
He bit it, but it didn't hook it? Or it,
it went for it. I said, all right, good enough. It looks appetizing. Well, y'all can check it out for yourself. Nothing to lose.
You'll have more luck, free. For sure.
Of course. All right. What to watch from Tatertainment News in minutes. Big Show rolls on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio coming up. We'll play John Boy Jeopardy. Always go do we get a winner. This morning, a Southern Ease Pets Pack. You know, we all love our dogs. And if yours has anxiety issues, say like during a thunderstorm or during an eclipse, well, you got to try the bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies from Southern Ease Pets. You know, another eclipse coming up in 20 years. Don't wait till the last minute. Go to SouthernEasePets.com or look for their link at TheBigShow.com. If you use code JBB, you will get an exclusive offer. All right, hang on. We'll play with that in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, what to watch? Here's our girl, Marcy Tater. Moran?
That's right. Took these out of my drawers. The box office report is in. The number one movie from the weekend, Godzilla Kong, The New Empire. Second weekend in first place.
All right.
Monkey Man, the new thriller starring Dev Patel, opened up in second place.
Well, is he like King Kong's sidekick?
Nah, he's a guy who beats up people and wears a monkey mask.
Awesome.
There's more to the story, but that's my Cliff Note version
all
for
right.
you.
Nice, thank you.
It's a vengeful memory. It was a lot of vengeance in this movie.
You're still not going to see it.
All
so.
right. Coming in third place, which had dropped to third from second, is Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire.
Oh boy, I can't wait. It looks really good.
It's got the little teeny snowmen, don't it?
It just has everything all rolled up into one. It's wonderful.
That you liked from the first one,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
More of it. Fourth place went to The First Omen. It debuted there. It opened last weekend. It came in fourth. And Kung Fu Panda, rounding out the top five from the weekend. All right. Date night, Friday night, new movies to go see. Civil War will be in theaters. This is starring Kirsten Dunst, Nick Offerman, and Jesse Plemons. It is a action movie, and you would think, oh, it's a historical movie. Nope, it's a dystopian near future movie where, you know, everything's just gone to hell.
So is that what dystopian means?
Yeah.
Okay.
That it's just like that the society
usually in the future and it's everything
the way
is
they
bad.
Depict the future where everything's bad. Uh-huh. You're like your survival, you're like working. So that's what this is about. It follows a team of journalists who travel across the United States during the second American Civil War between the American government and the separatist Western forces.
And Biden brings us all together.
No, that, I don't see that in the
Is that not a part of this?
No. Okay. Golf to the entire nation, and they have to fight for their lives. Nope, nothing about Biden.
How about that? Wow.
All right, if you're not into the Second Civil War, how about The Long Game? This is a historical drama based on the novel Mustang Miracle. The Long Game tells the true story of the San Felipe Mustangs, a group of Mexican-American youths in Del Rio, Texas, in the 50s. They set out to play golf at a white country club in town where they have to overcome prejudice and the obstacles that come along with that.
And so, that's where Biden brought them all together.
More than likely.
Starring Jay Hernandez, Dennis
Quaid.
Was it
a Trump-owned course, maybe?
Marin, Oscar Nunez. Nope, nothing about Biden. And if you don't want to do that, you can see the remake of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. That comes out this weekend.
The remake of that one.
Christina Applegate starred in that one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
now Simone Joy Jones is starring in the new.
So was she the babysitter? Al Bundy's daughter?
No, she was the oldest sister. See, okay. The kids all get left with a babysitter, and mom has to go. And then the babysitter dies, and they want to tell mom that the babysitter died.
And they drive out into the desert and bury her. You know. Oh, wait, no, that's a different movie.
Well, it sounds fun.
Well, no. I think it's a good teen. It'll be a fun teen movie. So.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Hey, well, there's that fun teen. We're looking for something to do.
Yeah, not for you. Not so much. Not so much you. Monkey Man. Monkey Man was more your speed.
All right. Thank you, baby. Well, let's see if we can get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. All right, so we found out the manufacturer of this popular toy item had been cranking them out since 1966. They made so many that if you were to divide up the world's supply among the world's humans, every man, woman, and child on Earth would get nearly 100 of them each.
Yes. Wow. Legos.
Legos, yes. That's why there's so many.
In my brother's house.
All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. The boot, the ball, the bow tie, and the bell are the official names for the four distinctive shapes of this popular food product.
What are mountain oysters?
You probably don't even know what a mountain oyster is.
Maybe I do.
You think so? Have you ever had any?
No.
All right. Well, so you might. All right. Well, what y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. The Big Show on the radio for you Tuesday morning, April 9th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. An American Minute with Tank Hogarth. What happened to American cars? Search for keywords American cars. You hit that Bitbox at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wah, wah, wah.
And now a man who recently thought the Elon Musk was just the scent the new cars had from Tesla. He's John Boy.
And thank you. Let's go down to Troy, Alabama and say hey to Jeff on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Welcome. You got the first shot at John Boy Jeopardy today, Jeff. So, the boot. Here we go. The boot, the ball, the bow tie, and the bell are the official names for the four distinctive shapes of this popular food product. What'd you think, Jeff?
Cookies? I have no idea.
Cookies? Well, let's see. Is it cookies?
Southern State!
No, not cookies.
I guess he's thinking animal crackers, maybe, or something of that kind.
I don't know, man.
No, he said he didn't know. Doggone it. Jeff, you keep getting in here, buddy, and maybe you're going to hit it one time. You try again anytime, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate the chance, my friend. You take care and have a good day.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, man. Let's go out. We're way out to Greeley, Colorado. We got Thomas on the line. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. All right. You got the shot at it. Jeff down in Alabama didn't have a clue. What do you think? The boot, the ball, the bow tie, the bell, shapes of this popular food product. What?
I think Jeff was thinking more along the line of Christmas cookies, but I think it's what my grandkids and every kid in America loves.
Uh-huh.
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Ooh, so specifically McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Southern
You have got it, buddy.
Holy cow.
No. The nuggets, yeah. there you go.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Maybe you could tell us what is really in the McRib.
That's still a mystery.
That would be probably just leftover parts.
Okay.
Thomas.
Well, Thomas, you got that Southern Ease Pets pack. We'll get it to you out in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, buddy. Appreciate you listening to us.
Well, thank you, and I want to give a big shout-out to Big Show. Y'all make my day every day, except for when Randy does not get both parts put on the podcast.
Well, they're there. You might have to go and force them to download. That's a problem that we have with some of the aggregators, the servers that
pilot to the aggregator. Pilot to the aggregator.
You can be assured, rest assured, if the part one is there, I loaded part two.
Okay.
I see his lips moving, but all I hear is
communicating with my buddy. That's every day.
Well, you just picture Thomas sitting out there in Greeley, Colorado,
you know,
waiting for part two.
I do.
Of the Late Risers podcast. All right, good deal. Thomas, you hang on, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right, we're going to jump out, catch you up on your news. Honor of the eclipse yesterday. Astronerd was locked out. We'll make up for it. Big Show on the radio. Hope y'all got a chance to enjoy the eclipse. Wherever you were, some better than others, looked like. All right. Well, we missed Astronerd. We shot at him. We just missed.
I wouldn't say we missed him, John.
He'll make up for it, man. Hart and the Junior Nation Band with the Ballad of Astronerd.
Well, I wake up in the morning, stumble out of bed, fire up the coffee pot, try to clear my head. Tune in the Big Show to get the latest word, just in time to hear him picking on a boy named Astro Nerd. Old nerds plumb eat up about astronomy, but the stuff he talks about don't make a lick of sense to me. He's got a big propeller on the top of his head, and when he starts talking space, you'll wish that you were dead. Don't talk too long, Astro Nerd. I think I ever heard. People say he's useless, and them people have a point. 'Cause Astro Nerd is the weirdest sucker to ever hit the joint. Old Hermie Sadler don't like him a bit. When Nerd starts talking, Hermie tries to make him quit. It's a big distraction when it's time for the racing news. Makes Hermie hit up Rayford for a morning shot of booze. Leave me alone, Astro Nerd, Astro Nerd. You talk the weirdest crap I think I ever heard. People say he's a nut job, and they might just have a point. 'Cause Astro Nerd is the weirdest sucker to ever hit the joint. One day old Astro Nerd will up and disappear, and I reckon that's just the thing that old Hermie wants to hear. There'll never be another nerd to take his place when that flying saucer takes him back to outer space. Leave me alone, Astro Nerd, Astro Nerd. You talk the weirdest crap I think I've ever say he must have got dropped on his head at birth. 'Cause Astro Nerd is the weirdest sucker to ever walk the earth.
Did I miss something?
Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, you hadn't stopped by in a good long while, and it's nice to see him back in the Big Show studio. He's over 100 years old and ain't slowed down a lick. Welcome back, Nerval T. Wheeler.
What do you say there, John boy?
Where you been keeping yourself, Nerv?
Oh, well, hell, you know, women.
Whoa, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh, well, it didn't last long. She's one of them, what you call scarlet women, you know, world's oldest profession and whatnot. I didn't know. I'd leaving the grocery store there, and she's standing out there in the corner there, and we got talking about this and that and the weather and so forth. Whoa. And she says, why don't you come with me? We'll have some fun. And I said, well, ma'am, I won't be able to. And she cut me off, and she says, come on, honey, at least give it a try. You know, I'm a little uncomfortable telling this story in front of the gals.
That's all right. Look at them. They get around.
Hey!
Yeah, that's what I figured. I just want to be sure. Yeah, all right. Anyway, we go on back to her place there, and, well, golly, I did my best, but I could only go an hour.
An hour?
Wow. Well, I just had dinner. I was still a mite logy. Well, so she finally got her wits about her, and she goes, good Lord, honey, I thought you said you wouldn't be able to. I says, yeah, pay. I wouldn't be able to pay.
I said, oh, you got a freebie.
No, hell no. I felt bad, so I give her a bag of oranges and a bottle of Geritol. I reckon she needed it more than me. Oh, hell, it weren't meant to last. She's too young.
In her 30s?
Well, she probably was about 20 years ago. See, I never had any luck with the younger women there. When I was 70... I married a woman who was 25, and a year after we got hitched, she had a baby boy. We named him Buck, after Buck Owens. A nurse asked me, is it yours? And I said, well, hell yes, he's mine. And she said, congratulations. I said, yes'm, the old engine still runs. About 2 years later, I was right back in the delivery room, and this time as a little girl, named her Dolly, after Dolly Parton. Yeah. And that same old nurse was there. Is it yours, she asked. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, congratulations. I said, yes'm, the old engine still runs. Well, by golly, 2 years later, we are right back here again. Wow. Nurse come out, and she says, it's a boy. And I was so proud. She says, is it yours? I said, yes'm, the engine is still a-running. And she says, well, you might need to change the oil. This one's black.
Oops. Okay.
Oh, so, what did you name him?
Kareem, after his daddy. Well, I'm going to grab a cup of free coffee and get the moseying on out of here.
Well, you stop by any time.
Will do. You keep your saddle oiled and your gun greased and holler if you need me. And don't forget to change your oil.
Good morning, y'all. Big Show is on your radio.
Hello, all you perky early risers. Here's just the thing to wake you up and get your blood pumping. The John Boy and Billy Big Show. Why, before you know it, you'll be bouncing off the walls just like me. Ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. See what I mean?
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.